It is December 13th. Michael Vaughn in Toronto with Brian, five-star Acker of Acker Finley. Brian, this is a big day.
This is a big day for us.
This is highly significant.
We waited 3 years for this.
you did. And the event that we're talking about, you've got your Morningstar rating on the U.S. Value 51. Five stars.
Five stars, top percentile, top decile for Morningstar, but more importantly, the number one fund, the U.S. fund in Canadian dollars, and the number two fund, U.S. fund in U.S. dollars.
Well, I'll take the Canadian dollars. I'm glad you were hedged.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, yeah, we compounded over the last 3 years 15.3%.
Wow.
And certainly way ahead of the group average or the index. I know Globe Fund puts us in Canadian dollars, but we beat the S&P index by close to 15 percentage points, which is pretty good.
Well, a number of us who have invested here have had confidence in this formula over the past few years, but now the world knows.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of calls, but just reflecting on the last 3 years, I mean, what is gratifying is we've done this with large cap value.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, a lot of money managers.
Well, you can have a hot year with a U.S. fund if you get Google before the IPO or something like that.
Exactly.
But that's not how you're playing it.
No, I mean, we pick, our population is the S&P 500. We are picking stocks out of the S&P 500. A lot of people beat the S&P 500 by picking non-S&P 500 stocks.
Right.
And going into this process, we wanted to make sure that we could manage billions on this process, but more importantly, we do it only by picking stocks in the S&P 500. Now,
in theory, Brian, this is impossible.
Exactly.
There is the S&P, you can't have perfect knowledge, but almost.
Yeah, I mean, there are thousands of academics out there who believe in the Fisher market hypothesis, who believe that there's perfect information with regards to these securities. You cannot pick these securities. Why do it? You just go into an index fund, mm-hmm. per se, or whatever. And what this proves, that proves hopefully to quite a few of the skeptics, but you know what? You'll never be able to change their mind.
Oh, I want 5 years. Yeah, I want to pay it for 10.
Exactly. Yeah. But, yeah, this goes a long way to say, hey, the market does misprice securities. There is a reversion to mean, we've proven it over 3 years. We've proven it in our back test, and we'll prove it 5 years and 10 years down the road.
What does it mean to the firm and to your business here to have this five-star rating in, you know, big-cap U.S. stocks and have the phone start to ring off the hook?
Not much, thankfully, because we are systematic investors. This is just math. There's no extra employees we have to hire. The computers chug away. It comes out with a list of stocks. So this is an expandable business. We've always planned it that way. We planned it from the outset.
You're not buying illiquid stocks.
We're not buying illiquid stocks. They're S&P 500. They have huge volume on a daily basis. So, the business can expand mightily without much effort on our part, that's for sure.
Five-star Morningstar is a very important rating to small investors like me, to some institutions as well, but it's not the measure that you take most seriously.
No, I mean, we want to do better. We've always done R&D, but we want to take it a step further. Is this the best we can do? We've only just scratched the surface in terms of what the math can do, and the data, the price of the data has come down, the processing time has shortened, even processing cost itself has gone down mightily. So
you're still in the lab working on this?
We're always in the lab. Again, it's intellectual curiosity that's really driving us. Certainly, if we look at our competitors, they're driving down, let's say, into the Russell 3000 stocks. There's a lot of inefficiency in pricing there. Maybe we come up with new products, mid-cap U.S. product, etc. There's a whole lot of combination permutations we can actually go through, but that's certainly fun down the road. But this is a big one for us. We wanted to prove to everyone, yes, you can pick S&P 500 stocks and still way outperform the market.
To prove this, you look at things like the Morningstar, but you also look at your own, well, other measures like information ratios and T-stats. What is that telling you?
Information ratio is always fund manager, whatever, should have their information ratio. I know pension consultants, they look at that quite closely. And it is a measure of how much you're going to get paid for a dollar of risk that you're actually employing in the fund. So for us, our information ratio is 1.07. That means for every dollar of risk that you're putting in, you're actually getting a paid back of $1.07, which basically says, at least from your point of view, you hope that we are taking risk because we're actually getting paid. You're actually getting paid for that risk, but that puts us at with an IR of 1.07, puts us well in the 10th percentile of outstanding or performance of all money managers in North America, if not in the world. And we also have what's called a T-stat, where you take the number of periods that you've been outperforming. Anything that reading over two gives you a 95% confidence level that it's you derive your results from skill and not luck. Mm-hmm. So certainly we're close to 3.5 on our T-stat. So again, anything over two is fantastic.
Well, that's my point. Watching the T-stat and the information ratio over these 3 years means that this Morningstar 5-star today really didn't come as a surprise. But it's a great accomplishment. Thanks for your time, Brian. Good to see you in a week.